Welcome aboard the Wedding Empires podcast with yours truly, Jack Bowie, where we plunge into the depths of creativity, entrepreneurship, and the love-infused world of weddings. Each episode, we're going to unpack strategies, insights, and stories that empower you to craft the wedding business of your dreams. Welcome to the Wedding Empires podcast. I'm really excited to introduce my special guest. Her name is Faye Strange. Her business is Strange Social, and she is an absolute Pinterest guru. And I know that that's something that we all know and love and know that we need to be there as wedding professionals. Pinterest is super, super important for so many different reasons. So without further ado, let me introduce you, Faye Strange. Lovely to have you.
Hello, lovely to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Let's get into it. I guess I want to know, first of all, how did you end up falling in love with Pinterest and making that your specialty?
Well, you know, I've always loved Pinterest. You know, I've been using it personally for many, many years, and I was using it for some clients because I've been in my business since 2018. As social media, and I was using it for my clients, and you know, I just really fell in love with the platform because it's just so different to any of the others, and I really love creating content for it. So I just thought, you know, well, I could make this my niche, so that's what I decided to do, and that was probably nearly 5 years ago now. So I have been everything about Pinterest since then.
And why do you think it is that Pinterest is so important for wedding professionals?
Yeah, so, you know, Pinterest is such an amazing place for weddings and wedding planning. And Pinterest is the place where brides-to-be, like, it's their first port of call, isn't it, to go onto Pinterest, plan. Like, I think, I mean, I certainly remember when I was, before I was engaged, I was like, I can't wait to get married so I can go on Pinterest and plan and plan it. If you are a wedding business, you know, you're leaving a lot on the table if you are not on Pinterest.
Yeah, and it's so true, isn't it? There are people that aren't even engaged yet that haven't.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, honestly, they've figured it all out, and then they're just waiting for the ring. And those people probably are there even earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Okay, so when you're on Pinterest, how do you put yourself in front of that ideal client? What do you need to do in order to place yourself front and center?
So, like I said before, you know, Pinterest is such a different platform. You really need to understand how it works to be able to attract your ideal clients to you. And it's all about understanding Pinterest SEO, which is search engine optimization, because at the end of the day, Pinterest is a search engine and it shouldn't be treated as a social media platform. So to attract your clients to you on Pinterest, you need to really understand what it is that they're looking for, using those words that they're searching for in your pins, in your content, and then that's the way that people are going to find you and your products or your services. So you really need to start off by doing a little bit of research on the platform and really understanding that before you make your pins.
So today you're going to be my research. You're going to tell me I've got something to pin. I'm a wedding planner and I've done a new wedding and I want to create some pins. I've got the beautiful images. What must I include in that pin in order to be visible from like an SEO perspective?
So there's a few different components that you need to think about. You need to think about the image of your pin. So that would be a really beautiful image of, you know, a wedding, or if you're a product seller, your product. You could include some text on your image, especially if you're a service-based business, or you know, you're promoting a service or a product, just to let people know that there's something interesting for them on the other side of your pin. Mm-hmm. So you want to have your really strong pin image. You want to have your keywords in your pin title, mm-hmm. and your keywords in your pin description. Those are really important for your pins. And of course, you also need to put your keywords in your profile and your bio and your Pinterest boards as well. So you need to really paint a picture on Pinterest of, you know, what your business is about, who your clients are, and really have your profile SEO optimized everywhere. Everywhere you can put words, you need to put some SEO in it.
Okay. And for those of you thinking about how many words and whatnot, it is easy to Google and find out the latest, you know, sizes of captions and things like that. Or, of course, if you're using ChatGPT or something like AI along those lines, and you just make it specific that this caption is for Pinterest, and it will work out, you know, the amount of characters you've got to work with and whatnot. And I guess that also we should make mention that it's important that you verify your website, right? That's super important when you're linking back to your website. So I think that's just in the settings, isn't it? Or your account settings.
Yeah, that's in your account settings. There's a section that says claimed accounts. You would just click in there and you put your website in. The only thing that you can't claim is like if you've got an Etsy store or you don't own the domain, you can't claim that as your domain because sure. You don't own, you know, Etsy.
But if
you have your own standalone website, then yes, you can have that claimed. But even if you are on Etsy, it's fine because you can still have that link in your bio. It's just not a claimed account.
So what would be some of your key strategies for standing out against other wedding professionals that are on Pinterest?
The image on your pin is really important. A lot of like breaking up the feed with a lot of white space. Don't be afraid to use words on your pins to help people encourage to take action, like, you know, calls to action, like read the blog, get your checklist, something that's just going to signal to people that your pin is really valuable and it's different to what else that they might be seeing. And another thing that I always say is not to be scared of trying out different styles, because might appeal to one person, it won't necessarily appeal to another person. So if you're focusing on, you know, a keyword that you want your pins to show up in, if you've got lots of pins that are looking a little bit different, then people aren't necessarily going to recognize that they all go to the same place. So if you've got pins in different styles, then chances are you're going to attract people who are attracted to different colors and, you know, fonts. So definitely experiment with that. And of course, a video. Video is a real key player on Pinterest at the moment. And any video that you create is going to stand out on the feed. Video is so important. It's, you know, it's getting shown to more people more quickly than your image pins. And just having that movement in the feed is going to catch somebody's eye over, you know, another beautiful image. So
okay,
that's the technique.
So I understand that there's images and videos. Can you walk me through the different kinds of pins? Because I know that there's idea pins, for example. So could you just break down for us what are the different types and what should they be used for?
Yeah, of course. So idea pins are actually no more. They have gone. Yeah, everyone can breathe a sigh of relief because there was a lot of confusion over those. So there's now only two types of pins. There's either a standard pin, which is just your bog standard image, or there's video pins.
Okay.
And every pin can have a link because that used to be the thing with idea pins. They were video, but you couldn't add a link. So now you can link to everything. They all have the same functionality. The only difference is that one of them's got a still image and one of them's got video. So it's so much easier and simpler to create. And there's none of this, oh, should I be creating idea pins? So yeah, Pinterest has really listened to their users and responded. So that's really positive.
Great. Something I listened to Jenna Kutcher, who also is a big Pinterest lover and has a great podcast that I love to listen to. And she's been talking of late about the fact that, you know, once you do a pin, it lives on, right? Sometimes you're doing a reel or a story and it's there and it's gone. So I guess I'd just like to sort of hear your thoughts around creating content for Pinterest with that in mind. So, and making those pins evergreen and keeping that in mind. I mean, what are your thoughts around that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, your pins, when you pin them, they can last for years. You could pin something today and in 3 years' time, you'll still be getting notifications about it. You know, Pinterest is a long-term strategy and it's a long-term plan. So when you're creating your pins, you need to make sure that your links are always going to be working. You're not going to like link to something that's not going to exist in a couple of years unless, you know, you're mindful to go back and remove the pin or change the URL. But when you're creating evergreen content and evergreen pins, you just need to be mindful that in 3 years' time, someone might click on this link, like your ideal client, and that the content is still going to be relevant to them. You know, it's always so important to make sure your blogs are updated, that there's no out of date information, you know, all of that really important stuff for your website, because your website is part of the Pinterest process. You know, Pinterest is just half of it. What is happening on your website is so, so important, because that is what's going to convert people and take them further on the journey with you. They're discovering you on Pinterest, but ultimately it's your website that is going to do like the real hard work. So when you're creating pins, you always just need to bear in mind that these are going to be driving traffic for years, and you're sending them to really valuable, helpful content that isn't going to go out of date.
So I guess with that in mind, it's a basic workflow that someone could get into as a wedding professional might be to, when they're creating a new blog post, is always make a pin for it and always, you know, just work that into your workflow. Yes, I'm writing it. Yes, I'm publishing it. Next, I need to also create a pin from possibly the feature image to match from the blog. What are your thoughts on, I don't know if this is still a thing, but I used to notice that people would put as the image in the blog would be a pin. Do you think it's worthwhile doing that from a Pinterest perspective?
Yeah, it's absolutely worthwhile putting a pin in your blog. If you are, you know, if you're serious about using Pinterest and getting traffic from Pinterest, then Pinterest users, they pin from websites. So by having ready-made pins in your blogs, that's just going to encourage people to pin it and save it for later. Like I always have at the end of a blog, like, you know, save this for later so you can come back and read it and have the pin. And you can get, you know, extensions for your website or plugins that, where you can have hidden pins that come up if they press the little pin it button, and they can select whatever pin graphic that they want to save to their account, and that kind of saves, you know, those random pictures that people will often pin from your blog, like your profile picture or something that's got nothing to do with the blog. That just helps you have more control over it, and you can make sure that those pins on the back end in the metadata, that they're all optimized for when the other people pin them. So yeah, it's quite a lot to process sometimes, you know, when you're getting involved in Pinterest, that you have to do all of these extra things. But it's so, so worth it.
So if someone was like me that had a decent Pinterest account, but we're probably not using it in a strategic way, and you were to go do an audit on my account, what would be the things that you would go in there and look for and get up to date for me?
So when I audit an account, I will have a look at your profile. I will check over to see that you're making the best use of the features that are available. So for instance, your profile, you know, it has that big banner image at the top, and there's quite a lot of people will not optimize this space. So I'll have a look at that. And what you really want to do with that is promote, if you've got a lead magnet or some way of capturing people's email addresses, you know, something that you want to promote, your latest collection, perhaps using that image is prime real estate for, that's the first thing people are going to see when they come to your account. So I take a look at that, make some suggestions, check your profile image is consistent with your other social media platforms. Check out your bio description, because that needs to be keyword optimized. And then what I would do is look at boards, make sure those are all optimized, and any suggestions for content, what keywords that they might want to think about using. And also have a looking at the pins and any suggestions for how you could improve your pins.
If you're in the business of making dreams come true, listen up, because the Wedding Academy is your ticket to success. Running a wedding business isn't always a walk down the aisle. It takes skill, savvy, and a whole lot of know-how. That's where the Wedding Academy swoops in to save the day. Imagine easy-to-follow certificate courses taught by industry pros, covering everything from wedding styling to floral design to even marketing and business for any kind of wedding business. All Wedding Academy courses are 100% online, self-paced, and come with ongoing training and support to keep you up to date. And here's the cherry on top. I've wrangled up an exclusive deal. Just punch in the code PODCAST when you enroll, and bam, you'll score a sweet 5% off any course. Ready to take your wedding business to the next level? Then head on over to the Wedding Academy today at weddingacademyglobal.com. Don't forget to plug in that code PODCAST to check out with your special discount. And how do you suggest that businesses find what keywords they should be using? Do you have any favorite tools for that part of the process?
Yeah, so, you know, the best number one tool you can use is Pinterest itself and the search bar on Pinterest. So it's so easy. You know, you can do it on mobile or you can do it on your laptop, whatever's good for you. So you would just start by typing in a word for your business or your niche, what you think people are searching for, and it will come up with like a drop down menu, and that's got a few different words that are associated with that keyword term you're using. So this is the most frequent search terms people are searching for. So that's really important to make a note of those. And then if you hit enter, you will see all of the results for those pins, for that term that you're using. And there's this line of coloured keywords that comes up underneath. And those are also really important, because those are other words that people are using with your keyword, so you would make a note of those ones as well. So like, you should just never guess that you know what people are searching for, because it might just be something completely different, or it might just be something where you're just slightly missing the mark. Because quite often with Pinterest users, is they don't really know what they need, and they're trying to, you know, they're there for inspiration and ideas, and the words that they're using can sometimes be quite simple and, you know, like entry level words. So you just want to be mindful of not using words that people aren't searching for and that they don't know yet. So
I think that's good point, actually.
That's the main place you would find them.
I think that's a really good point, because when we're thinking about other platforms, we are coming at it from a really specific keywords and long tail keywords. And you're right that the point in the process that these people are at is early in the inspiration. So they might have seen one thing that they've liked, and it's not a fully formed idea or concept for a wedding. It's that they liked this cascading bouquet and they've just saved that or looking for that. But they're not looking for, you know, the bohemian beachside, I don't know, purple wet. Yeah. That sounds terrible, but it hasn't got to that. It's just one little piece that's sending them on this trail, and that's why they're going to Pinterest. So yeah, I think that's really, really good advice. Now, I want to ask you, I've dabbled in Pinterest and tried lots of different things over the years, and one thing that I keep hearing about is group boards and that I need to be on group boards. What the hell are group boards? Why do I need to be there? And what? How do I find them, and what do I do when I find them?
Okay, so group boards. So these are boards that have different contributors, and you would all put your pins in. Now, some of these boards, most of the boards, to be honest, they have like rules. So if you pin one pin to the board, for instance, you would need to pin two other people's pins.
In where? In my account?
As part of the rules. And that's how you get the extra visibility, right? Because you're pinning one thing and the deal is you've got to pin two other people's in return. But the thing with Pinterest at the minute is that, especially if you're a business on Pinterest, you really just want to be focusing on your own content and pinning your own valuable, brilliant content. You don't want to be repinning other people's stuff too much. And so that's where the group boards is a bit of a problem, because if you're putting your pins in there, you're expected to pin other people's. What you could do, if you're okay with it, is just put your pins in and don't repin anybody else's, but of course you might get kicked out.
And break the rules. So
it's very much like a personal choice, but honestly, I wouldn't recommend using a group board for your business, purely because of the one in, two out kind of thing. It really depends on the rule. You might find some group boards that don't have that rule, and then yeah, absolutely try them and see how it goes, because it is a chance for extra visibility. But those group boards where you have to do that, it just goes against what Pinterest wants from its businesses and creators. And you know, that's why Tailwind was so popular like a couple of years ago, because they have Tailwind communities, which is exactly the same principle. You would put your pins into Tailwind communities. They've got all the different groups inside, and in return you also have to schedule and, you know, other people's pins. So I would very much like on the side of caution, because what used to be good practice a few years ago just isn't anymore, including, you know, repinning lots of times and repinning other people's pins. Like, Pinterest has got such a sensitive spam filter at the minute. I would really just focus on producing quality pins for your own business and not worrying about pinning like other people's pins. As long as you're using keywords and SEO correctly, you're going to get the visibility. You don't need to rely on group boards.
Great. Okay. Wow, that gives me a few questions. We touched on Tailwind. Tailwind was definitely big a few years ago. Every man and his dog was telling me that I needed to be on there and group pinning and joining communities and scheduling and whatnot. But every time I attempted to figure out Tailwind on my own, and I'm pretty techie, but every time I tried to figure out Tailwind, it just was beyond me. It's so complicated.
Yeah.
But I hear now that there's something within Pinterest where you can do your scheduling and do a lot of those things. Can you tell me a bit about that feature?
Yeah, like Pinterest has a really brilliant scheduler inbuilt on it. So you can Pinterest You can pin up to a month in advance on Pinterest. You know, it's the perfect solution for small business owners. Like, the only people I would recommend paying for a scheduler like Tailwind would be if you're a Pinterest manager and you're managing so many pins and you need to pin months in advance. But you know, for most business owners who are pinning their own content, the Pinterest scheduler is fantastic. It's got, you know, you can add your alt text, you can add interest tags, those are new. It's got all of the functionality that you need to get your pins seen. So I would definitely recommend using the Pinterest scheduler. It's just, keep it plain and simple. Like, you don't need to worry about all these extra little bells and whistles with the schedulers.
Excellent. Okay. And with AI being so massive at the moment, what AI tools do you recommend to take Pinterest to the next level?
So obviously, like, we're in the age of AI now, aren't we? And, you know, I wouldn't be afraid of asking ChatGPT, for example, to help you with your pin titles or your descriptions, because we all know how hard it can be sometimes to sit down and think, oh, I've got to write a description for this pin and I've got to include these keywords and make it sound natural, and it can be so hard to do that. So ask ChatGPT, like, he's my best friend. You just got to be really careful what you're asking him. So you need to make sure that, you know, you're saying, I'm creating a Pinterest pin. And then you're saying something about what it's promoting, what it leads to. Is it going to a blog or a product? That you're telling it who the audience for your pins are, you know, and just to tell it, like, not to include emojis and things like that, like 500 characters in less than 500 characters for the caption, because otherwise you'll get something like really waffly. So you just want to make sure you are being really specific with it, you're giving it context, and the results can be amazing. Like, it will come up with something so engaging. It's much better than what I could write.
Okay,
great. I definitely recommend ChatGPT to help you with your titles and descriptions, and of course Canva for pin designs.
Of course,
couldn't be without Canva. And the pin templates in Canva are fantastic, I think. And I also like to buy pin templates sometimes from like Creative Market and other websites. Sometimes it just helps to make your life so much easier. You know, you shouldn't be spending hours over making your pins look perfect. There's tools, yes, available to you to make it so much easier and quicker. So you use them.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's really good advice. On a couple of episodes ago with one of my guests, Taylor, we were just talking about the change all button in Canva.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, where you, yeah, you know, that was like a life-changing moment for me. But if you go to Etsy even or Creative Market and you buy these pin templates, it's so easy now to, you know, open that template in Canva and change all. So change the font to your font, change the colors, yeah, press that button, change all. And then even if it's got 200 pins on that template, they're all going to, yeah, change and be on brand, and you can just reuse them, you know, dump in your photos. I think another good thing from an AI perspective that's worth mentioning, and this is something that our head of wedding styling told me about, is she uses Midjourney, which this is, I've got to get my head around, yeah, this, but if she comes up with a concept for a wedding style, you know, like a tablescape or ceremony setup or whatnot, and she hasn't done it, but she wants to produce a photo that is all of those things, is that what did I say? Purple Bohemian sounded so gross. Wedding on the beach. If she goes to Midjourney and somehow puts in all the specifics of what she wants this photo to be, and it spits out a photo and it's unique to her. It's something that, you know, you don't have to worry about crediting or whatnot. You haven't produced the work yet, but you know, I think that that could be a really helpful thing to investigate. Perhaps if you're new and you haven't got a lot of work, but you know the kind of work that you want to be producing or specializing in weddings, and you don't have the photos, that could be an interesting way to sort of create those pins and attract people that are, you know, into that bohemian style or the you know, the destination wedding in Italy or whatever it is. You can create those with AI as well. It's not just the text.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, how important are hashtags versus keywords in the caption?
So keywords are always going to be the most important. Keywords should always be your focus. You can use a few hashtags on the end if you're struggling, you know, to add in maybe a couple of keywords that you wanted to include. You can use hashtags. People can click on hashtags to see more results of those words, but they're not something that's widely used on Pinterest. So as part of your strategy, it's a good way of getting extra keywords into your caption, but they're just not the same as Instagram or Twitter, you know, that kind of thing. But
they're not searchable in that way, are they? People can't click on a hashtag and find other things that are similar. It doesn't work that way, right? Pinterest is just scanning the text as a whole. Whether that word has a hashtag in front of it or not, it's just seeing the word, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Although I do think now you can click on them.
Can you?
I think so. I think I have done it. It's not something that I do often, but...
Yeah, okay. Well, worth investigating, everybody. You might be able to click.
Have a try, but it's just one of those things that people aren't going to be clicking on those hashtags or following a hashtag. You know, they're going to be searching for their keywords, so definitely important that you keywords is your strategy on Pinterest.
My last thing that I want to ask you is, once we sort of go down the Pinterest rabbit hole, how does one stay on top of all the changes and technologies around Pinterest?
Like Pinterest, you know, like any platform, it's always evolving and changing. They did go through a pretty big change last year when they got rid of idea pins, but things seem to have settled. But, you know, there's some great resources within Pinterest. There's the Pinterest blog and the Pinterest newsroom. And then there's also Pinterest communities itself. So you'll be able to see a link to that when you log into Pinterest. At the bottom of your hub, there's a few different sites that are linked to, and Pinterest communities is one of them. And that's a really good place to hang out, because there's some Pinterest moderators in there that you can ask questions to, or just see what other business owners are asking and what the Pinterest mods are replying. It's often like really insightful to see what's going on in those forums. So that's a little tip that people don't really know about. And you know, Pinterest, that they really want their businesses and their creators to succeed. They're so transparent about what's trending, what content you can be creating to attract your audience. Like the help section on Pinterest is fantastic, and all of their little tutorials are really great. So have a look at those. But yeah, like you can keep an eye on their blog for any major updates.
And I'm going to make a commitment that, you know, this is only the first ever time we've touched the surface in this podcast about Pinterest, but I'm making a commitment to our community that I'm going to stay on top of this, and I'm going to dive deeper and find out more and more and more about how we can be using this in a more strategic way, in a smarter way, to make sure that, you know, we're really getting the most and you know, capturing those people, it's such a at such a crucial stage in their their research and their wedding planning. So so definitely keep listening to me, because I'm on the path to understand Pinterest.
You should definitely take a look at the Pinterest report that they just published.
Yes, can you flick that to me? I'd love to share that in the show notes for everybody.
Yeah, I'll send you the link to it, because it's fascinating. So looking, because they share what keywords, like they've seen a surge in of people searching for and weddings. So using mm-hmm. those words in your pins will only help your visibility as well. Yeah, so I'll definitely send the link over to that afterwards.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much, Faye. It's been lovely getting to know you and your business, Strange Social. I'd like you to just give us a little overview on how people can work with you. I've noticed on your website there's a few different ways that people can work with you and programs and whatnot. So give us the lowdown.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so there's a few different ways. The main way is in my membership. It's called the Pinpower Growth Academy. And it's got everything that you need to market your business on Pinterest. I've got like a step-by-step roadmap of everything you need to do to optimize your account and get pinning consistently. And we've got such a lovely, supportive Facebook group as well. And it's only $9 a month. And I do power hours and audits and things like that if you want some personal help. And I also have a few standalone courses as well.
You might be hearing from me for an audit. It sounds very, very attractive and very needed after listening to you today. All right. So if you'd like to connect with Faye, her website is strangesocial.com. And you can also find her on LinkedIn. Just look for Faye Strange. Instagram, Faye_Strange_social, and Strange Social on Facebook. Thank you so much, Faye. It's been a joy spending this time with you. Love to have you back on the show again, and we'll talk further about Pinterest.
Lovely. Thank you so much. It's been lovely to talk to you.
This episode of Wedding Empires is brought to you by The Wedding Academy, where you can start and grow your wedding business. We offer certificate courses, group coaching programs, and a whole heap of templates and worksheets and things to help you get started and grow your wedding business. For more information, visit weddingacademyglobal.com. And don't forget to use your 5% discount code PODCAST when checking out.